Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Family member, roommate, or neighbor, what did someone do to make you wish they were not your family member, roommate, or neighbor? 206-803-ROCK.
By the way, Miles, someone on the text line says, this is coming from a guy who named his cat Dr. Gomez.
Yes. And Senior Larry.
And Senior Larry. I think Dr. Gomez, to me, that is the pinnacle
the
of
worst,
names.
The worst is the dog named Miles.
But you didn't name Miles.
I know,
Miles.
But I still had to live with that damn thing.
It is a little weird.
It's kind of weird to yell at yourself.
Well, I do it a lot. Going back, though, why is it odd to name a fish?
I just didn't name my fish. I mean,
what'd you call
it? I'm kind of with him. Like,
they were my fish.
Right, they're fish.
I would say this. One of my fish died. I wouldn't go like, oh, man, Pete bit the dust. I found him. He looked like a wood chip on the floor.
Why'd you name your cat? It's your cat.
Yeah.
We know it's your cat. It's in your house.
I don't know. I just feel like it's different.
So if it's a mammal, that seems to be where you're at on this. If
Correct.
It's a mammal, what if you had a turtle or a parrot?
A parrot definitely would name because I believe they could speak.
Yeah.
But look, I get it. Kinda. You would say my fish died. I wouldn't say Tim died. But if I had two
fish. I would go with Tim to get the sympathy.
Sorry. If I had two fish.
Tim died?
Oh, my God.
Only took 5 days.
God, sorry, Tim. I'm just going with my cousin's name, Tim and Tom.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had two fish, I'd call them Tim and Tom. But if Tom died, I wouldn't be like, Tom's dead. I'd be like, one of my fish died. But I'd still feel like I'd have to walk in the house and address them.
But if I had two fish, I wouldn't name them Kate and Ava like your mom.
No, because my mom's crazy. But she can tell them. She says she can tell the difference. I don't know if she
right.
can tell the difference. I
and
think she's, there's, look, she's got 11 fish. There's maybe three colors among them all. So I'm like, okay, you know mine is like orange and white. But is it that orange and white one, that orange and white one, that orange and white one, or that orange and white one?
I'm that guy that I don't see much personality in fish. I understand that they do some things that exhibit a little bit of personality. But
what do they do that exhibits personality? Well, I eat.
You know, they'll blow little bubbles, and if they have a bubble nest at the top, means they're happy.
Mm-hmm. Is that
First
personality
all,
or is that just a fish being a fish? Like, if your
fish.
Dog just barks, it's like, that's not personality. It's doing what dogs do.
It's a fish. They're just fun to
okay,
look at.
Okay, look. I'm going to
get three fish and name them after you guys.
People name their cars female names, which is just weird. Like, if I'm sitting there talking to someone, having a conversation, and how's your day? Not bad, man. How about you? Oh, man. Spent about 4 hours getting new tires for Betty. For Betty?
Mm-hmm.
What, is that your wife's car? For her? No. My truck's named Betty. Oh.
See, it makes sense to me.
Now I want to scoot down a chair. I do not want to talk to you anymore.
I get you, but I would just make this argument, and it's very simple. Most people do name them. That makes you the weird one.
I know
like
that.
Flo,
I know.
Like, you're the weirdo. I'm just letting you know, bro.
That's what I said.
You can hate it, but the fact that you even hate it makes you weirder. That guy's happy that
opinion.
You moved out.
I understand that, yes.
It's not unpopular. It's just
me.
Stupid.
Yes, it's on me.
I like the idea of Miles like, I have car.
Yeah.
I have fish one and fish two.
I don't even call them that. Or a car.
I have cat.
Yep. Family member, roommate, or neighbor, what did someone do to make you wish they were not your family member, roommate, or neighbor? 206-803-ROCK.
Used to have dog.
Hello, Juan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Juan.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. Thank you.
How are you, Juan?
I'm getting over my hangover from New Year's.
I bet you still are.
Oh, it only took you 10 days.
I was, damn, my son's with me. Damn it, all the time, guys.
Juan, we know you. You don't have to explain what you did on New Year's.
Exactly. We understand. It was 2 days.
And we have plausible deniability by you not telling us.
Right.
our roommate, he's out the door because timing. My wife and I, he's there all day, and we get home. I get home to take a shower after work, and he comes out. I'm taking a shower. I just got out of work. Same thing with my son. Cooking, anything that my wife ever did, it was always the same thing, just the timing.
Oh, so your issue is when you need to get something or get to some place in your house, anyone else could have done it any other time. You're working, you come home, you just want access.
Yeah, but not my wife or not my son, the roommate.
The roommate.
Okay, yeah. At that point in time.
You know what time I get home? Yeah.
Maybe he's got to find another place to live.
The last minute. Yep.
I think it would be weird to have a roommate with my family. Maybe
oh, I
would
could
be,
not.
Maybe it would be, I don't know. Maybe that would be my relief.
Maybe.
But maybe not. I don't know. I'd have to do it to figure it out.
I did it when I was growing up, like for like extra money, but they were always kind of somewhat associated. Like my mom's cousin lived with us for a while, and then my brother, when he first went to Towson, his roommate Rich, they both transferred to Maryland. So then Rich lived with us for like 3 years to kind of get some extra money.
I think maybe if that's the scenario, I could do it. Like if my son or daughter, if they're in college and their, I don't know, buddy who's also in college were here for a minute, I could do it. But otherwise, the answer is a flat no. Like, nope.
Well,
absolutely
and
not.
I think it helped with Rich too, right? Because I was still in high school. He was, first of all, it helped because he was helping pay money.
Well, that goes a long way.
And then my dad was in South Carolina, like doing this job. So he didn't live with us all of my high. He was gone for like 3 years. So Rich also just like would like take me to practice sometimes and stuff.
Oh, in that case, like, oh, you're taking my. Okay, cool. Yeah, he can stay here. Yeah. You're taking his ass somewhere? Cool.
Family member, roommate, or neighbor, what did someone do to make you wish they were not your family member, roommate, or neighbor? 206-803-ROCK.
By the way, a text came in and says, FYI, my wife and I have four goldfish, Miles, Thrill, Ted, and specifically Mike Hawk.
Why don't you read the real
not ones? Mike.
Why don't you read the real ones?
Mike Hawk.
Miles is right. Naming a car is effing weird.
You guys need to look up the definition of weird and get back to us. Literacy goes a long way. Someone else says, my car's name is Betty. My truck is named Betty.
My mother-in-law's car's name is Betty.
Why's it always Betty?
I
have an aunt named Betty. Her actual name is Betty.
There was a specific name that they named, why they named this car Betty. I don't remember why.
I give all my cars names as another one. My first car was a Ford Taurus. I named it Harrison. Yeah, I mean, it's. I'm obviously not in the.
Maybe I should name my car.
You haven't given it a name?
Oh, excuse me. No.
It looks like a Rick. Car. For some reason, your car to me looks like a Rick.
It looks like Chad.
When we see it in the park, it has
it
a male
like
name.
It looks like I sell
dude.
Coke.
That's what I'm saying. Name it Chad.
Rick. Right.
Right.
That's
why. 06 Acura with tinted out windows.
What's a good
okay.
Coke?
Ricky.
Lance.
Eddie.
Name
Eddie,
your car Lance.
Called Fast Eddie.
What's the name of a guy that sells Coke? Angel.
Angel.
But a dude. A dude named Angel. First of all, he has pigtails and he is loaded with cocaine at any given moment.
Yeah.
That is my absolute belief.
Right now, Juan's going, what about me?
You know what? Name it Juan.
Name your car Juan after our good buddy.
I don't name it something weird like Taco.
Juan. Yeah, but if you name your car Juan, if you do get pulled over, somehow they're going to find coke in your car, even though you've never done it.
I know.
They'd be like, son, did you name your car Juan? I'd be like, I did. We found cocaine in the glove compartment. Son, you got to get a different name.
This is the previous owner, man. I've never been able to get into the glove compartment. I don't have the key.
The radio doesn't even work.
Come on, man.
It's still it's not going to work.
It's just.
You got to reset it with like the original dealership, this and that. That info is gone.
It is.
You have to reset
call it Da Vinci, then.
Radio with the original.
Somebody
dealer.
Who works at an Acura dealership knows how to do this.
They've got to.
No, I mean, it's an old enough car to be like, man, we go back to 2008.
Call it Da Vinci, Ted. You don't know the code.
2006.
2006.
Okay. What's that?
Call it Da Vinci. You don't know the code.
That's not a bad call.
Ooh, Da Vinci.
This car is a mystery to me and everyone. I don't know. Man, I just play music on my phone.
What's Da Vinci's code?